Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday between 6 and 8 p.m. right here on Kaya 959 on the streets and on the air. What it do, GU?
Oh, what it do, what it do, what it do, my play. Lovely to speak to you and Beasting.
Hello.
You know, I love the fact that I bring out that wretchedness out of you. I know. I love it.
Oh, don't tell everyone, my play. It doesn't happen often.
Gugu, please give us an update on the steel producer ArcelorMittal's financial wars because, hey, Ziyakhala.
And it's been culling for a while though, Mablem.
Yep.
As we know, ArcelorMittal has been in financial trouble for quite some time now. Year after year, they have been reporting weaker profits and subsequently a loss. Now, where we do find ourselves is that earlier on this year, ArcelorMittal had stated that they are looking at potentially closing their long steel business based both in Newcastle and also in the Vale of South Africa. So far, over the last few months, they've been in tough negotiations trying to restructure the business, ask for additional funding, and of course, make sure that they maintain their operations going forward. But bear in mind, they also have been plagued by a wide variety of factors contributing to the struggles in the business. Mm-hmm. Naturally, we know that themes like load shedding and, of course, just the weaker environment when it comes to manufacturing has impacted them. Coupled with that, there are cheaper Chinese imports that come into the country. Government has tried to implement some kind of tariffs as well to make it a lot more expensive for those steel imports to come in. However, when you do the maths, some of the parts is that at the end of it, they still are a lot cheaper. But where we find ourselves now is that just yesterday, ArcelorMittal published a statement to its shareholders highlighting the fact that it can face further financial risks. It did recently receive a payout and subsequent financial support through the Industrial Development Corporation, the IDC, of about 1.6 billion rand. However, this money has been used already. And fundamentally, they mention that if they're unable to seek further financial assistance and ongoing support through changes in policy, they'll essentially see themselves potentially having to wind down their long steel business at the end of September this year. We know what this means, Mable.
Mm-hmm.
Job losses will certainly take place, lack of competitiveness of local steel producers in the country, and of course, just the subsequent, death of a business that started off with South African origins. So it's not great news. However, again, does show that we do need to see some kind of interventions being implemented. Otherwise, 6 months might be a bit too long for ArcelorMittal to continue to survive.
I know, Ziyakhala for real. Now let's move on to the G20. What's the latest on the meetings that are held by the central banks?
100%. Now, the G20, as we know, is an initiative where South Africa is the president of this organization, the 20 most powerful nations in the world, and fundamentally plays a critical role in representing not only South Africa, but the rest of the continent. And every other month, every other week, there's a varied track or participation that takes place, whether focused on themes like infrastructure and energy, also on technology, and in this particular case, the fiscal and monetary policy meetings that are being held under the finance track. This is happening down in Durban, Zimbabwe, as we currently speak, and the meetings kicked off yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we might sit thinking, well, what does this have to do with us? Well, the conversations and decisions that happen there influence the strength of the money in our pocket. Whenever we talk about interest rates going up or down, they fundamentally do reach us because when you and I go to a bank to solicit some kind of credit, whether through a credit card, a home loan, vehicle financing, and other any forms of loans, those interest rate decisions do influence us. And what we are finding is that there's a level of deputy governors and central bank leaders who are all meeting to discuss how best it is that their policies from a monetary policy point of view align with the objectives of economic growth and competitiveness with the nations that they represent. It's a big shift for South Africa and critical meetings that are being held, but we'll definitely keep you updated on this conversation when we speak to the deputy governor of the South African Reserve Bank on Kaya Biz tonight.
Okay, and how are the markets this morning?
Markets, it wasn't too bad. Hey, yesterday we had a negative close, but still seeing some strength that came through from the mining stocks. 96,799 points is where the All Share Index will open up from. Currency-wise, nothing has changed. We're still holding our own. 17.91 is where we are to the US dollar, 24.05 to the British pound, and 20.89 against the euro.
Thank you, Gugu. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursdays between 6 and 8 p.m. right here on Kaya 959, on the streets and on the air.
Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.